All right, our next speaker is the author of 12 books, including Death of the Liberal Class, Empire of Illusion, American Fascists, and War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning. He was a foreign correspondent for the New York Times for 15 years and was part of the team of reporters awarded a Pulitzer Prize in 2002 for the paper's coverage of global terrorism. He's also received the Amnesty International Global Award for Human Rights Journalism in 2002. Please welcome Chris Hedges.
Thank you. I'm not a progressive. I would like to use the few minutes allotted to me to speak on behalf of the people of Gaza. Their suffering is not an abstraction. I was the Middle East Bureau Chief for the New York Times. I spent 7 years in the region. I speak Arabic. And for much of that time, I was in Gaza, including when it was being attacked by Israeli fighter jets and soldiers. I have stood over the bodies, including the bodies of children, left behind by Israeli airstrikes and assaults. I have watched mothers and fathers cradle their dead and bloodied boys and girls, convulsed by an indescribable grief, shrieking in pitiful cries to an indifferent universe. And in this charnel house, this open-air prison, where 1.8 million people, almost half of them children, live trapped in an Israeli ghetto, I have witnessed the crimes of occupation, the food shortages, the stifling overcrowding, the contaminated water, the lack of health services, the crippling poverty, the endemic unemployment, the fear, and the despair. And I have witnessed this mass, and as I have witnessed this mass of human suffering, I have heard from the power elites in Jerusalem and Washington the lies told to justify state terror. An impoverished, captive people that lack an army, a navy, an air force, mechanized units, drones, artillery, and any semblance of command and control do not pose a threat to Israel. And Israel's indiscriminate use of modern industrial weapons to kill hundreds of innocents, wound thousands more, and make tens of thousands of families homeless is not a war. It is state-sponsored terror and state-sponsored murder. The abject failure by our political class to acknowledge this fact, a fact which to most of the rest of the world is obvious, exposes the awful banality of our political system, the cynical abandonment of the most vulnerable of the earth for campaign contributions. Money, after all, has replaced the vote. The refusal to stand by the people of Gaza is not tangential to the collapse of our own political system. The pathetic, Stalinist-like plebiscite in the Senate, where all 100 senators trotted out like AIPAC wind-up dolls to cheer on the Israeli bombing of homes, apartment blocks, schools, where hundreds of terrified families were taking shelter, water treatment plants, power stations, hospitals, and of course, boys playing soccer on a beach, exposes the abject surrender of our political class to cash, rich, lobbying groups and corporate power. To this political class, the people of Gaza are expendable because they are poor, they are powerless, and they have no money, just like the poor people of color in this country, whose bodies, locked in cages, enrich the prison industrial complex. When you are willing to sacrifice the most vulnerable for political expediency, it becomes easy, as Barack Obama and the Democratic Party have amply illustrated, to sacrifice all who are vulnerable, our own poor, workers, the sick, the elderly, students, and now our middle class. This is a Faustian compact. It ends by selling your soul to Goldman Sachs and ExxonMobil. It ends by deifying a military machine, now largely beyond civilian control, that along with our organs of state security has established a surveillance and security system that makes us the most spied upon, eavesdropped, monitored, and photographed populace in human history. And it is impossible to describe yourself as free when you are constantly watched. This is the relationship of a master and a slave. The people in Gaza deserve to be free, and so do we. But do not look to our political mandarins for help, or expect anything but vaudevillian smoke and mirrors from the billions poured into our campaign circus. Look within. We too are powerless. We too have undergone a corporate coup d'etat in slow motion, and it is over. They have won. If we want to wrest back power, to make the consent of the governed more than an empty cliche, we will have to mobilize to carry out sustained acts of mass civil disobedience. Especially in an age of climate change, to overthrow, and let me repeat that word for the members of Homeland Security who might be visiting us tonight, overthrow the corporate state. And maybe once we have freed ourselves, we can free the people of Gaza. Thank you.
Come see him again tomorrow, Chris Hedges. It's great to have him here.